super survival food.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
It's July 5th, 2011. Well, as usual, friends, we'll get back into our regular
routine
course of things here. You ready for this? Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoppers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. You have with you on this, well, kind of muggy day in the state of Minnesota, July 5th, 2011. Yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Folks, a real quick heads up, because I'm going to throw this over to the other guy. If you'd like to be a part of today's show, please give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. Again, that number is 1-866-233-0747. Excuse me. Jeez, what a way to start the Tuesday, yeah? The show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. Can you prove that point, Jacob?
Yes. I think what's important for everybody to understand, and this is what I'd like your feedback on. Again, the number 1-866-233-0747. How do you feel the Constitution should be interpreted? Is it something that was a flawed document that you feel that we've got to fix and continuously fix? Do you feel it's a document that we should interpret according to the founders' intentions? In other words, what was their intent? What was the original intent that this document was formed? And in their writings, is it just a word, or does that word need to be interpreted generation through generation? Is each generation going to have a different interpretation of that word? Time magazine just printed out a story. And I think what I found as I'm reading it through and as I'm driving in the van, I was just pondering this. There is very little respect for the Constitution anymore. What it is it was brought out as a flawed thing. This is what the modern secularist mentality is about the Constitution. It's a flawed message that flawed men created. And we're much more enlightened nowadays because of time and history and science. And so we've got a better grasp and understanding of what the Constitution should read. So, again, I'm interested to hear your feedback and your opinions on this before I get rolling. That number is 1-866-233-0747. I want constitutional scholars to call in, and I want you to let us know what your thoughts are on this.
The question is there constitutional scholars out there?
There better be.
Or rather, should we – well, maybe what we could do is just go ask if there's any constitutional farmers out there like our forefathers.
Right. New York farmers, any of you out there? Federalist paper readers? What we started with this morning when Bradley had brought this article to light here.
It's actually this afternoon, but
what they brought up, was it really?
Oh, this morning. I'm sorry.
This morning. That's okay. That's okay. All right. We like input.
Okay. Well, at least you're getting
framers,
mine, right?
The framers were not gods and were not infallible. This is what Time Life said. So what they're doing is right away putting you in a mentality and a mindset. Now, I've heard preachers say the same thing, and I would say the same thing. The framers weren't infallible. They were men. And they were not gods. Of course not. They weren't Caesars. Remember, Caesar was considered God. And when they thought God, they weren't thinking deity God. Gods were something that were just a step above all the rest of us. They were a little more enlightened. They had a little bit more physical powers or whatever it was. And you can kind of get that now with the elitist mentality. They feel that they're kind of the gods on earth, or the demigods are a little bit better than most of us. But this is the way that the article starts out. Here are a few things the framers did not know about. World War II. Okay, so World War II hadn't happened yet. But what they're trying to say is make the point that they knew nothing about war. Give me a break. Our country was birthed in war.
Well, wasn't the outcome of our country due to the fact that there was something called the Revolution?
Yeah, wasn't that a war?
I think
was there guns involved in that?
I think there was.
Was there a tyrant king we were fighting against?
I think there was, Jake.
So we were fighting for the liberty of mankind our Revolutionary War and in World War II.
What's important, what you're hearing Time do there, Jake, is they're asking questions and they're giving suggestions. Mm-hmm. It's almost like Russian-style indoctrination in public schools. Mm-hmm. They'll ask a question, and then they'll give you the option of two answers.
Yep.
Well, if you don't have the answer, isn't that why you're reading their paper in the first place, is so mm-hmm. you can have the answers? Mm-hmm. But what they're doing is they're doing suggestive reporting, asking you the question, and then right after the question arises, they give you their answer and not the answer.
That's right. And we love the First Amendment. We love the freedom of the press. We love the ability to ask questions. But notice, just like Bradley said, it's a question to make a statement. That's what they're looking
at. That's what they want.
So then they bring up that the founders didn't know anything about DNA.
Can I say one more thing to that, too? It's important for people to understand that they're already treating you like you're a dummy. Like you don't know the difference. Let us socialists teach you the best way
which is the elitist.
That we can. That's exactly right.
And that's the elitist mentality.
They're talking condescendingly upon you people.
And that's what Caesar did. Caesar and the republic that Rome had. They pretended like they were the gods. They were a step above all the rest of the people. We in America don't have that. But that's the way that they're going to write these things and suggest things. Sexting was another thing they said our founders didn't understand. Well, what is sexting? I honestly don't even really know what it is entirely because I've never practiced it. But from what I understand, it's doing foul, lust, lascivious things over cell phones. Well, our founders knew the seventh commandment was thou shalt not commit adultery. And to even look upon a woman to lust was sin. You've already created sin in your heart. The founders didn't tolerate sin. So if you were to apply sexting, they don't need to know about it. They know that the lust is wrong. Lust is sin and is not to be promoted in society.
You'll notice a couple times throughout the article, they try to divert your mind over to lasciviousness.
That's right.
To get your mind thrown off of what really matters.
Yep.
But continue.
They're going to appeal to that emotion, and that's what the pop culture does anyways. It goes to sex, violence, etc. They didn't understand about airplanes. Listen, they understood about transportation. They had ships. They had horses and buggies. They knew that you needed some type of form of transportation. So this airplanes thing. I don't have much time left right here for this first, but what we want to do is get into this article and what is the Constitution, what does it mean to us, and how do we apply it to this
Let's blow holes in the holes that they're trying to blow,
yeah.
and let's put the bottom back on the boat so it doesn't sink anymore.
That's right.
Is that what this is all about? Yes, it is. It's the Sons of Liberty. Folks, you got Bradley and Jake. If you'd like to be a part of the show, please do. 1-866-233-0747. Be right back.
I'll pay you to read this book. The truth is, this book is so essential to surviving in this insane economy, I'll give you an early $1,900 silver dollar free just for ordering this book. Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metals investing firms. So why would Midas give you a free collectible silver dollar for ordering this book? Because you need to know the truth about surviving in this economy. With trillions of your tax dollars being handed out like bailout candy, you know this will impact your wallet today, tomorrow, and at retirement. This book explains it all. In fact, Congressman Ron Paul said this book is what every American needs to know. So while others are trying to survive this economic meltdown, learn how to flourish. Order your book right now, and Midas Resources will send you an early 1900s collectible silver dollar free. Call 877-877-4201. 877-877-4201. That's 877-877-4201.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Again, if you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-866-233-0747. Again, 1-866-233-0747. We were talking about socialists and socialism a little bit right before you had actually brought that piece up. But I want to give you a quote by Winston Churchill speaking of a socialist. He said, there are two places only where socialism will work. He said, one is in heaven where it's not needed, and in hell, number two, and in hell where they already have it. Mm-hmm. That's exactly right.
Enjoy socialism.
And wasn't it Thomas Jefferson that rightly said, quote, unquote, wasn't it right when he said that the difference between European form of government compared to the American version of government was the difference between heaven and hell?
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly right.
Yep, due to this elitist mentality.
So why are we questioning the Constitution and the founding documents of our founders?
Sounds to me somebody wants to uproot and recreate in their own image. The germ theory, they brought up television. Our founders didn't know anything about television. Look, folks, it was a means of communication. The founding fathers had plays, they had playwrights, they had opportunities all the time where preachers would preach. That was a lot of their communication in their communities. Television is just another means of that. You still apply morality to television. What they're implying here is you didn't have the type of TV programs that we have right now. No, because there was a moral standard through communication. Medicare was another thing that our founders didn't have. It's because our founders would have never created it, especially not federalized it. That's up to the states. If the states want to create a Medicare system, that's entirely up to them. But it cannot be federalized. The same thing with education. If the state has an education policy and an education system, it's nowhere in the Constitution to develop either one of these.
And so these are the questions that they're asking.
That's
they're
right.
Saying the forefathers didn't know about
them. Yeah, they didn't know about them because they – and it wasn't that they didn't know about them. It's that they purposely withheld them. Sexting wouldn't have even been an issue. Lady Gaga miniskirts they put on here. Our founders didn't know anything about miniskirts.
There it is again. That's
there's a reason about. Why. Yeah, I wonder why. It's like now all of a sudden, because of the way that the mentality writes, the media writes, is that we should, in America, have this mentality that sex is cool and sex is awesome and it should be promoted throughout every means of communication. Mm-hmm. That's not the case. There's no such thing as miniskirts because women were modest, because they love their husbands, and because husbands love their wives enough to not let their daughters and let their
wives.
Daughters ultimately and their wives go out and be lascivious throughout society. Again, the seventh commandment, they ruled themselves by a moral standard, which I'm going to get into when we read about George Washington, who was the first president of our country. The internal combustion engine, again, it's just a means of transportation. Computers, antibiotics, and Lady Gaga. Why in the world would they put Lady Gaga on there?
Because she needs help.
Exactly. And our founders would have gave her help. They would have never allowed her
Really what's going on here is it exemplifies their standards.
What they're all about. That's
their
right.
standards. Mm-hmm. And what are they talking about? Things that are on their mind.
Yep.
And then they wonder why they're questioning the Constitution because it doesn't coincide.
That's right.
Nor is there any correlation between morality or immorality.
Yep.
It's like oil and water. They just don't meet.
Yep. And so you'll see oftentimes why they try to uproot religion because it brings a form of morality to society, which is ultimately what our framers said would hold up our free civil government. George Washington said in his farewell address, he said, "Of all the dispensations and habits which lead to political prosperity, constitution, no constitution, religion and morality are indispensable supports. If we want liberty, we want to sustain that liberty. It's not going to be found in us taking what we want through our lusts and what we desire." So one bulwark against that was religion at that particular time. The founders were devout Christians, a majority of them, and the ones that weren't were nothing but friends to Christians. They were not enemies. They were not against Christianity nor religion. "The framers were not gods and were not infallible," the columnist goes on to write. "Yes, they gave us and the world a blueprint for the protection of democratic freedoms."
Democratic freedoms.
That's right.
Let's say the Pledge of Allegiance. Mm-hmm. "I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the democracy for which it falls, one nation under a dictatorship." Wait a second.
That's not the right Pledge of Allegiance.
No, "I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible."
That's right.
"With liberty and justice for all."
And what causes us to be indivisible? What is
undividable.
Undividable.
Yes.
What causes us to be
one constitution, its directives.
When you have strong law that protects those rights and those liberties that are found that God has given to mankind. The framers did not lay out a blueprint for protection of democratic freedoms. Because democratic freedoms come from man. They're voted in. They're what we feel and what we decide. But you'll understand that Time and a host of other media sources seek to have a democracy where there's constantly a shifting moral standard. Not just a shifting standard, but a shifting moral standard. If you can shift a man's morals, then there is no standard. There is no indivisibility, as our Pledge of Allegiance states. The freedom of speech, assembly, and religion. But they also gave us the idea that a black person was 3/5 of a human being.
Yep, yep.
Women were not allowed to vote.
Yeah.
And that South Dakota should have the same number of senators as California.
Wow, that really has a lot to do with
this states, obviously, they want to pick out the few things that were flawed that were in the Constitution.
Sure, sure.
So then they can discredit the whole thing and call the whole thing a farce and it was terrible. First of all, that has been amended. And our founders knew that the Constitution was not infallible. Therefore, what they did, and this is what George Washington said, who was the president of the Constitutional Convention. He said, "If, in the opinion of the people, the distribution or modification of constitutional powers be in any particular wrong," in other words, if something's wrong with this Constitution, if we gave certain powers to the federal government that shouldn't be there, "let it be corrected by an amendment," which is why we have 27 amendments now.
Mm-hmm.
And we can debate on whether they're good or whether they're not good, but the fact is they had to be debated. Healthcare, with President Obama and Obamacare and what he came up with, wasn't debated. Healthcare is nowhere in the federal Constitution. Mm-hmm. They always try to cram it in Article 1, Section 8. It's not there. They would have had to have created a constitutional amendment to say, you know what, the framers didn't put in healthcare, but we believe that it's important to our federal Constitution. Therefore, we've got to go convince the people of America, number one. Number two, we have to convince the elected legislators, number two. And then we have to have a constitution. We have to ratify that amendment and place it within the Bill of Rights. They didn't do that. But this is what George Washington is saying. "In the way which the Constitution designates, but let there be no change by usurpation. For though this is in one instance maybe the instrument of good," what he's talking about is like an executive order where a president comes forth and just takes all power in his own hand and creates an executive order and says, "This is law now because I said it." "It is customary weapon by which free governments are destroyed." So in other words, they gave us a constitution that can be amended. That particular issue of a black person being 3/5 of a human being has been amended. Women were not allowed to vote. Are they allowed to vote today? Yes, because the way the framers gave us the Constitution, they allowed it to be amendable so that women could have the right to vote, and they do.
Well, I think this guy also, when he wrote this article, he talked about how our forefathers weren't gods and how our forefathers were infallible.
Yep.
They were fallible, I'm sorry. Yep. And they weren't infallible. He said, well, it's interesting that he's exemplifying the very point that he's not trying to make.
That's right. And also, so then, is this columnist infallible? So by him insinuating that our founders are infallible, as he, or excuse me, are fallible. Now the columnist is saying, but I have the answer. See, our founders, they weren't perfect.
That's right.
They weren't gods. But Time magazine sure is a god, and we can tell you how to do things because we've learned so much in 200 years.
And on the cover of Time magazine, it's got a picture of the Constitution being shredded, folks, mm-hmm. on Independence Day.
And what they're doing is they're insinuating again that it is the Tea Partiers that are shredding the Constitution.
Have you noticed that? Yes.
They said that the people of South Dakota should have the same number of senators as California. That shows how ignorant they are of the Constitution and federalism, and also the fact that we're a republic. Yes, the people in South Dakota should have the same number of senators as California because, again, the emphasis on federal law was always the exception to the rule. The general rule was the states, and the states governing themselves and their citizens governing themselves. And then the states gave a little bit of rights back to the federal government. So each state should be represented perfectly and equally throughout the union. Otherwise, we wouldn't have had a constitution, and all of our founders and framers agreed upon that. Which is kind of crazy, in other words, he says. So we should see how backwards his understanding of law and republic is. I'm not even going to mention the Electoral College good, because you'd bury yourself. They did not give us income taxes. He's right there. Our founding fathers did not give us income taxes.
So
he created income taxes.
Well, that's
taxes.
Exactly right. So therefore, he's showing at that point the errors of the new way rather than the old way.
Exactly.
So again, shoots himself in the foot.
But this shows, because two sentences before, he was blaming the fact that North Dakota has the same amount of representatives as California. That is federalism, but it also shows a small, desensitized government. The importance is on the state governments. They should be big. North Dakota state government should be just as equal as California state government. And then he comes up and says they did not give us income taxes. Why the huge income taxes? Because of the huge growth of federal government. By millions of times, by millions of people, federal government has grown. So therefore, we need something to sustain that growth, and that would be called income taxes. Or prohibition. You're right. The founders never gave us prohibition. That should have been a state's issue. It shouldn't have been a federalized issue. Those came later. Americans have debated the Constitution since the day it was signed. That's correct. But seldom have so many disagreed so fiercely about so much. Would it be unconstitutional to default on our national debt? Well, let's read what our founders thought.
Well, here again,
you have
everybody's has their own opinions mm-hmm. outside of the same principles,
yep.
and then they wonder why there's so much rage going on. Well, they're trying to create a world without God, and we're talking about a republic with God. That's why they continuously call forth the democracy, mm-hmm. when in fact we are not that. We are a republic of laws.
Yep.
And you just continuously, when you're reading this article, you constantly see his suggestive questioning,
yeah.
and then his answers right behind it, when in fact, he is not the standard. If man's fallen nature is the standard, we're in a lot of trouble. Ours is in the risen Christ. You got Bradley and Jake. We're going to come right back with this letter from Time magazine, blowing holes in the holes that he tried to blow. What do you think of that? The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, antiviral and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
You've heard great things about Berkey. You've been thinking of getting a Berkey water purification system, but for some reason, you haven't made your purchase just yet. Okay, here's one more reason to buy the best water purification system you can buy now. The Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com is giving away free Pelican flashlights. Yes, with every purchase of any Berkey water purification system from the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com, you'll receive a free Pelican 2360 LED flashlight, a $39 value. But it won't last long, only now through July 15th. Hurry, call 877-886-3653, 877-886-3653, or shop online at GoBerkey.com. That's Go, BERKEY.com. No coupon code necessary. A free Pelican flashlight is yours with every purchase of any Berkey water purification system only at GoBerkey.com or by calling 877-886-3653. Hurry, offer ends July 15th.
Where can you find a super-strength potassium iodide supplement? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. With global radiation levels at record highs, is your thyroid safe from radioactive iodine poisoning? Potassium iodide, the key ingredient in Thyroid KI, is proven to block radioactive iodine from damaging your thyroid. Thyroid damage is permanent and can lead to thyroid cancer. Unlike other potassium iodide products, Thyroid KI is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets and is independently tested for purity with a 100% money-back guarantee. With limited stock selling fast, act now. Prepare yourself and protect your family. Use coupon code THYROID for a 10% discount. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's Thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com or call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444.
Welcome back to Sons of Liberty, folks. One more fleece, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Talking about what was on the cover of Time magazine this week, a picture of the Constitution. Folks, listen, being shredded. Does anybody know the relevance or what was so substantial about this weekend? What was substantial was it was the 4th of July. We in America call it the Independence Day. And what's interesting, folks, is just last week you're beginning to see your enemy emboldened even more because for the most part conservatives are allowing them to continuously be emboldened. It's interesting that they said that conservatives and Republicans and Tea Partiers, that's their holiday. It's not ours. Mm-hmm. Well, the question is then, what is your holiday? And are you enjoying the freedoms that our forefathers fought for as well? Because if not, maybe we need to buy some airplane tickets
and
send them where they belong.
That's right.
In communist Russia.
Mm-hmm.
So aside of that, we're expounding on the letter where this, I don't even want to call it propagandist, is writing suggestive reporting. He's asking questions. He's getting you by his reporting. He's so foolish as to think nobody could see this. But again, if you study the two pillars, you can clearly see what he's trying to do. He's trying to get you to question who you are.
That's right.
He wants to get your feet off a rock so he can put your feet upon another rock. You know that motto, change? Well, folks, we're not looking for change. We're looking for reformation.
Yep.
And it's also interesting this week, talking about this letter, just food for thought, the Vice President of the United States talks about a new Republican version, new Republican Party. No, it's not new. It's called a reformed Republican Party. Conservatism. They're trying to come back to who we are, yet we see this administration continuously now try to shoot holes in what they're doing because what they're doing is they're reforming. They're keeping their word. They're keeping their promises. And guess what? You know what their crime is? They're returning to the Constitution of the United States that they're continuously trying to eradicate.
Mm-hmm.
So continue on with that letter. I think it's great stuff.
He talks about is it unconstitutional to default on our debt? Should we have a balanced budget amendment? Should we? I would say in this day and age, absolutely we should. Our founders never created a balanced budget amendment. because they said, as a very important source of strength and security, cherish public credit. One method of preserving it is to use it as sparingly as possible. Avoid occasions of expenses by cultivating peace.
It's also important to understand that where the forefathers borrowed money, they would actually pay the debt off before they left office.
And this is George Washington in his farewell address telling the country, this is how you deal with this issue of debt. But remembering also that timely disbursements to prepare for danger frequently prevent much greater disbursements to repel it. Avoiding likewise the accumulation of debt, not only by shunning occasions of expense, but by vigorously exertion in time of peace to discharge the debts which unavoidable wars may have occasioned, not ungenerously throwing upon posterity the burden which we ourselves ought to bear. That showed, and again, that's a moral attribute, that's a moral character, to not throw on others what you should be dealing with yourself, and they felt the same way with money. Is it unconstitutional to ask illegal immigrants, this is the reporter speaking now, is it, and this is so unbelievable, I can't even believe that there's a mentality that would buy this and think this is normal.
This is the two steps forward, so they can get the one step forward as they take one step back because it's so offensive.
Yeah.
They mean to offend you so they can get their foot in the door.
Yeah. Well, that makes total sense there. But this statement, just listen to this. Is it constitutional? In other words, is it lawful? When we say constitutional, we're talking about law. Is it constitutional to ask illegal immigrants to carry documents? 1-866-233-0747. Is it constitutional to ask illegal immigrants to carry documents? That's like stating, they're illegal, first of all. These immigrants are illegal. They have no civil rights under our Constitution. They can't come under and expect a right when they're illegal in the first place. That's like saying, should a convicted criminal expect rights or advantages from the victim they just violated? No, this is ridiculous. Illegal immigrants are just that. They're illegal. They've already broken the law. The Constitution is the law. Therefore, immigrants have no right to the Constitution if they come in illegally.
Yeah, but that's the part they want you to forget about is the law again.
And what they say is, well, how many people who came here from other countries were immigrants too? They did it lawfully. There's a difference between somebody doing something lawfully and somebody not doing something lawfully. That's what we call the difference between an innocent man who has rights and a criminal. If you're a criminal, you don't have rights. You've forfeited your rights. You've lost your liberties by breaking the law that protects those rights. The past decade, beginning with the disputed 2000 election, has been a long national civics class about what the constitutional means. Oh, yeah. What's happened since the 2000 election is a lot of folks have started getting savvy to the fact that the federal government has came in with a long stretch arm, starting with the Bush administration. It gone on before then, but this is kind of the renaissance of it because it's gotten so extreme.
I got a question for you. Mm-hmm. Who sent the American citizens to school?
These wicked presidents.
That's right.
By breaking the Constitution.
That's right.
It's been a long national civics class about what the constitutional means. How much and how much it still matters. Okay, so now what do you hear by that? Does the Constitution even matter?
That's right.
Of course it matters.
That's what they want to put to you.
Exactly.
Though. That's right.
So let's find a crook. Let's talk about the Constitution. And hey, by the way, do we even really need a Constitution?
Yeah, come on, guys. Let's do this old thing isn't working anymore.
So for 8 years under George W. Bush, the nation wrestled with the balance between privacy and security, an issue the framers contended with. Of course they did. They said that federal government should be, again, the exception, not the rule to powers. Federal government stepped in only where it can benefit. Or as our President Andrew Jackson said, there's no necessary evils in government. The evils only exist when the government usurps those authorities that were given to it. While the left portrayed the country as moving towards tyranny, that's a lie. It wasn't the left that portrayed the country as moving towards tyranny. It was those that were constitutionally minded people that understood the federal government had gone too far in the Patriot Act.
Mm-hmm.
And now if you notice, didn't you just see this left administration, this left-wing administration, reconvene and reauthorize the Patriot Act?
Yeah.
The left had nothing to do with crying tyranny.
I think that's
tyranny.
Probably the best thing the ACLU has ever done.
Yeah, when they came in
that's
particular.
Right.
That's true. And that is a left-wing organization. But that issue, again, they weren't the ones that were charioting the cause here. It was those that were constitutionally minded that said, hold on a second here. We have a Fourth Amendment that limits government's authority on intrusive searches and seizures of private property. For the past 3 years under President Obama, we have weighed issues of individual freedom versus government control, while the right has portrayed the country as moving towards a socialist welfare state.
Well,
that's exactly what it's become.
Entitlements.
And how in the world? And so the only way that a person could say it hasn't become that, if we can go up and say, well, does the Constitution really matter anymore?
Yeah.
If it doesn't, we're going to create a better... You know, this is something that happened in Russia. Happened in China.
You know what a socialist is still feeding on today, if he can survive, is off a capitalist.
That's right.
Yeah, he's trying to take away what a capitalist had to earn.
Go create the wealth and peace. We'll come in on the backhand and try to steal it all.
Yeah.
And it's just like entitlements, as you brought up before. Where's the crisis? A new focus on the Constitution is at the center of our political stage with the rise of the Tea Party.
Oh, and it's them almost, bad Tea Partiers.
But listen
them
to what
Nazis.
They say. And it's almost fanatical focus on the founding documents.
Yep.
Is that a bad thing to have a focus on the founding document?
He's trying to paint a picture.
So is it a bad thing when a president comes in and usurps constitutional authority and pushes what we call health care, doesn't even pay attention to the Constitution, and it's bad for a man to go back and cite that law? Is it right for a police officer?
Well, the first clue would be to the fact that he keeps denying the God that gave us that Constitution.
That is the first.
And
you're
the
right.
Creator.
That's right.
That's what he keeps going back.
That's right.
He keeps trying to eradicate who we are as one nation under God. He won't even advocate the God that gave us the country. He
That's
won't
right.
even acknowledge him is the word that I was looking for.
And what is he saying by not acknowledging the God that gave us our rights? He's saying, well, who is the God then? Who's going to give us our rights?
That's right. Well, he wants to be your daddy.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'll give you your rights. I'll think for you. I'll talk for you. We have Joy from Minnesota on the line. Joy, come on with your question and comment.
Come on. Come on.
I just want to say that I really appreciate what you guys are doing. You're fighting for
You're
our posterity.
Best.
And seeing that there's so few out there that are actually fighting for our posterity. But I just want to let you know that when I was listening to what you were saying and you were going through it, it just reminded me of, speaking of the fact we just had the 4th of July, in this, the patriotic movie, The Patriot, you know, there was this one man who was fighting for freedom, and basically his anger was aroused because the bad guy was going against his family and eventually shot two of his sons. It seems to me the more they come against our Constitution and the more they come against our founding forefathers, the more determined I am as an American citizen to fight back what they're doing. It enrages me all the more to support people like Michelle Bachmann and those that are going out and fighting for our posterity. I think a lot of this, what they do is they push so far their agenda, and what it does is it enrages the people to stand up even harder. And when we're talking about issues such as the Constitution, it reminds me of saying, is the Constitution really even needful? Well, what I thought was, well, do we really need the root of a tree? I mean, you know, we got the branches. Who really needs the root? Well, if you uproot the root, then you destroy the whole tree. If we take away our foundations, we destroy who we are as a people, and there'll be disillusionment. So we should thank God that we have a Constitution and stick to the principles found therein, and we'll be able to walk out what's good for us.
You know, I heard one man say that, you know, President Barack Obama is not willfully trying to destroy America's constitutional liberties. And I was a
he
long
just
time ago.
Know it.
He just doesn't realize what he's doing.
Yeah.
A long time ago, I grew up in a small town, was very naive. I feel that that's exactly what these folks do. That's exactly what these news sources are attempting to do, is to destroy foundations. They're nihilists. They don't believe in any consequences. They want to throw everything in the wind. As a matter of fact, that's what men said about Adolf Hitler. Is he just relied on circumstance? He said, "Well, whatever happens, going to happen." There was no thought or logic to what he was doing, and that's exactly where these people are. There's no moral standard. Bradley, you made the most important point. If we deny the God who gave us our rights and our abilities and our liberties, then where in the world are we going to be? We're going to be at the mercy of the next tyrant. When they say that there's a fanatical focus on the founding documents from the Tea Party, I've got to ask a question. What does it take to get a law degree? What does it take to become a judge or a cop?
I know. Go to your constitutional course, which is starting just a couple weeks
there. I like that.
I do, too.
July 26th.
Yes, absolutely. We're going to come back with this train of thought again. You got Bradley and Jake, the Sons of Liberty. And in the meantime, I'm thinking of some really cool things I can say to you folks while I'm trying to burn up 20 seconds here. And if I had some eggs right now, I'd probably throw them at Carrie Ann and Heather and with Jake.
Eggs would be fun. We need the webcast, which is coming
anybody
soon,
anybody and everybody. And you guys get the point. Edmund Burke was right when he said kings will be
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. The Two Pillars on CD. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
You are speaking all the words out of my heart, and you're really nailing this horrible situation that we find ourselves in. Keep it up. You're really commendable.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget... crossbreedholsters.com.
235 years ago, our forefathers signed the Declaration of Independence to escape tyranny and oppression. Today, there is a need to reinforce that declaration. What can we do to protect our health as a nation and in our homes from those who wish to control the quality of our air and water? To find out, you need to visit airandaqua.com right now or call 612-767-2777. You will receive a free copy of our Constitution, a newsletter, and bonus items. Airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Has the whole world gone mad?
What's going on?
How can they do that?
Can Christians have demons?
Why are politicians so detached?
Need answers to these questions? This is Scott Enser for HardcoreChristianity.com, the nastiest Christian radio show and website in the country. When it comes to the biblical truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God, about what's really going on in America and the rest of the world. Come join us each day as Michael W. Smith of the House of Healing in Phoenix reveals what the churches in America fail to tell you about the true spirit realm concerning demonic activity, mental illness, and even the basis of hardcore evil that is sweeping mankind. Visit HardcoreChristianity.com. Remember, you cannot negotiate with evil. You have to eradicate it. It's not too late. Live in or visiting the Phoenix area? Come join us twice a week for our healing and deliverance services or attend our free monthly seminars. Check website for service hours and schedules.
HardcoreChristianity.com.
Charles Carroll, signer of the Declaration of Independence, said, "They who decry the Christian religion are undermining the solid foundation of morals, the best security for duration of free governments." What I said right before the break, because I know so many people are just sitting there anticipating by their radios, what is it that Bradley Dean said? I hang on every word. You're smart. Yeah.
Yeah, you're smart.
You're smart. Edmund Burke said, "Kings will be tyrants from policy when subjects are rebels from principle." That's great. Mm-hmm. It doesn't get any better than that. You got one more segment. You better kick it.
It shows that it lies within the people to set the moral climate of the stage, and the government will follow soon. You know, you talk about virtue, morality, religion. Every founder had a quote for it, and this is what Samuel Adams said. "While the people are virtuous, they cannot be subdued. But when once they lose their virtue, then they will be ready to surrender their liberties to the first external or internal invader."
Mm.
They'll follow whoever and whatever and give whatever.
A sheep without a shepherd.
That's correct. Or the incorrect shepherd. "When the focus of the Constitution is at the center of the political stage," it says in Time magazine, "with the rise of the Tea Party and its almost fanatical focus on the founding documents," we should be fanatically focused on our founding documents. When you're a lawyer, you don't just get to be a lawyer and go practice before the bar. What you have to do first is be fanatical in your studies. You have to go to college for 6 years, 10 years. When you're a cop, you don't just jump in and put the uniform in. You have to be fanatical about learning the laws and learning the regulations and learning the policies of your city. Of course, anything worth standing for, you have to be fanatical about. They're stating it as though it's a bad thing to be fanatical about the Constitution. I don't know about you folks, but I try to be as fanatical as I possibly can be about not only our Constitution, but also the Bible, which gives us the seedbed that our Constitution came from.
Yeah, I like that. Seedbed.
And we're also going to know, we're also going to be able to judge the Constitution, and we're going to be able to amend it accordingly so far as we have a correct moral standard, which, again, Samuel Adams just said, if the people remain virtuous, they're going to contend for the rights given to them and protected by the Constitution. They didn't come from the Constitution, forgive me for that, but protected. But when you become immoral, you're going to give up whatever you want to whoever you want because those people come in and they take advantage of immorality. Everywhere there seems to be debate about the scope and meaning of the message of the Constitution. This is a healthy thing. Even the framers would agree on that. Of course, there were many ratifying debates that brought forth the Constitution. So are we in a constitutional crisis, they ask the question. Well, let me just ask a question. When an administration or a Congress is taking power and authority from the people that wasn't prescribed from them in the Constitution, again, it was a delegated powers document. Delegated powers, the Tenth Amendment. It's an expressed powers document. Implied powers document is not what it was. It gave specific powers. The Constitution said, this is what you can do. You can do no more. Are we in a crisis when the government does more than what was prescribed to them to do? And when they take our money to do it with? Of course we are. If a man walked into my house, took down my curtains, took out my furniture and threw it out, and then went and grabbed my credit card, bought new curtains and bought new furniture, took over my bedroom, would I say we're in a crisis?
I'd say get out of my house.
Exactly. And I would use my constitutional authority to get him the heck out of there.
I probably wouldn't call you a Nazi for doing anything like that.
That's normal, right? You'd say to him, thanks for the new blinds.
Great analogy. I mean,
thanks for the new couch.
Yeah, I wouldn't call you like some racist for doing something like that.
No. And then on top of that, you said, get out of my house. What are you doing spending my money on my credit cards?
That's right.
I didn't authorize you to do this. And he turned to you and said, you Nazi.
Yeah, that's
What are you talking about?
That's what they're doing.
So
I mean, it's like me working at Burger King and looking at my boss.
That's right.
When my boss says something to me, what I'm supposed to do and what I'm supposed not to do, do I sit there and ridicule them for them telling me what I can do and what I can't do? No. Mm-mm. That's my boss.
That's right.
Folks, that's your power in this government.
That's right. And that's your boss. That's your suffrage when you vote. That's your money when you get taxed.
You're the boss.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Boy, wouldn't that be a revolutionary thought?
Great analogy.
That the people are the boss. So are we in a constitutional crisis? That's what Time says. In a word, no. They're trying to discredit the Tea Party movement. What they're doing, their fanatical stance on the Constitution, which is not fanatical. It's very normal.
Yeah.
It is
very respectful.
And it's very fanatical to who?
It honors our veterans.
That's right.
Yes.
And the blood and the sacrifice. That's why they're fanatical. Wouldn't you be for your son if it cost your son his life?
Well, they're desecrating the memories of the veterans. They're thinking of names to call you while you're honoring what the veterans died for by reading and living according to the directives of the Constitution.
And it sounds like King George, who called our founders, those that framed
dangerous and designing men.
Fanatical terrorists.
Yes.
That's right. Yeah. They were the enemy. They were the problem.
Yep.
In a word, no. That's what they're saying. We're not in a constitutional crisis. Time magazine thinks that we're not in a constitutional crisis.
Sure.
The Constitution was born in crisis.
In other words, don't worry about what's going on. We'll take care of it.
It's fine. You keep reading our quotations and we're the elites. We've got it all figured out. This is what they said. The Constitution was born in crisis. No, the Declaration of Independence was born in crisis. The Constitution, we were in a critical situation in our country where our federal powers were not organized enough and we would have been prey to the next big political power. It would have been a matter of time before Britain, and they attempted to do it again.
So during the war, you were telling us that they were basically living off the Federalist Papers until after the Revolution, then they began to amend the Constitution.
Yeah, it wasn't the Federalist Papers, it was the Articles of Confederation that governed our country.
Right.
Got us through the war. But then everybody, including George Washington, and listen to this, folks, listen to this. George Washington was the president of the Constitutional Convention. Guess what else he was? He was the general during the Revolutionary War.
Mm-hmm.
Who do we have as executive powers nowadays?
Yeah. Send your kids.
Sorry, it's real easy to spend other people's money.
Send yours first, kids. Then we'll follow you.
That's
and
right.
We might even respect you.
So do you think George Washington, after fighting for the country that he loved, risked his life, his fortune, his sacred honor, and also his best years, too? He could have retired and lived it out and been rich and wealthy and successful. He forsook all those best years. Do you think he would have allowed something bad to happen to his country? He sat on this constitutional convention and saw the whole thing through. He was the president of it. It was written in secret and in violation of the existing one. Now what they're trying to do is demonize how the Constitution came about.
Them snakes.
Oh, look at what they did. They did far worse things than we're even talking about today.
Yeah.
There's no problem.
Remember when the conservatives and the Tea Partiers actually read the Constitution from the floor?
That's right.
They were demonized for bringing the Constitution to the light so that people could hear and understand what it meant.
That's right.
No, that's where good government comes into play, when they do it in front of everybody, not behind closed doors. And attack like a bunch of spineless snakes and cowards like they are. I mean, that's lower than a snake's belly, Jake.
That is. They're crawling. Their belly like a snake. So to deify, then they talk about Benjamin Franklin was skeptical that it would not work at all. No, he said that he was skeptical of the people that they would allow it. As a matter of fact, the tradition says it, and this is, I don't know that it's documented, but a woman came out and said, what do we have? Do we have a monarchy or do we have a republic? And he said, a republic.
If you can keep
if
it.
If you can keep it.
Yeah.
He was
skeptical. He's also the one, after they got the letter from King George, also said, who else could have brought a spirit of unity the way that this king has? Surely we shall hang together or we shall hang separately.
That's right. Yeah. He knew mankind, and he knew that it abides within you and I and what we're going to do, not in what the gods of the Republic, not in what the gods on Capitol Hill do. They're not gods. They're representations of who we are, our moral climate. Alexander Hamilton wondered whether Washington should be a king. When he was talking about being a king, and Alexander Hamilton did favor strong centralized government. Jefferson was on the other side of the spectrum. Jefferson questioned the constitutionality of his own Louisiana Purchase. Good for him.
Yeah.
He should question
That's
it.
That's right.
It puts, you know, nowadays they're just selling you the Bill of Goods, selling you Article 1, Section 8. Don't worry about what we're doing.
Well, how many politicians today question anything they do?
They don't.
They want to get away with what you'll let them get away with.
And that's why they're terrified, and they call it political propaganda, when a group of people in the House of Representatives get together and read the Constitution. And I can't find this in here, but they even questioned what they did, and they called it propaganda, that when the members of the United States House of Representatives got together and read the Constitution, like that was a bad thing.
Well, what do we need to read that for?
Yeah.
I'll tell you why we need to read that for the very reason that you don't want us to read that.
Well, if I'm going to Florida, I want to see the map all the way to Florida, right?
You better know it.
I mean, that would make sense, right?
I think it would.
I mean, you got a bunch of idiots sitting around in the car wanting to travel, and they're saying, why would you look at that map?
Come on.
It's going to constrict us, Harry.
What?
Just keep driving.
Why would you read that? Just drive.
What do you do with that map, you Nazi?
The new change everybody's talking about is saying, no, just drive.
Just keep going.
Well, we'll just keep stopping, and when we run out of gas, we'll just stop and take some money out of someone's pocket.
There we go.
Pump up the gas
tank,
and then we'll just drive. It doesn't matter if we're going in circles. And
God bless America.
We're like a dog that continuously chases his tail, circular reason. No, don't worry about none of that, folks. Just drive. But don't look at the blueprint. Don't look at the map, folks, because that doesn't make any sense to us.
Just drive, Harry. The new Republican Congress organized a reading of all 7,200 words of an amended version of the Constitution on the House floor for its opening session as a counterpoint to the rise of constitutional originalists.
Oh.
Those who believe the document should be interpreted only as the drafters intended.
You know what I hear throughout this whole fabricated, contrived, if I had a cow, I'd let him go ahead and that cow, I'd let her stand over the top of those papers and let her do her business
right over
the top of it.
Yeah.
But isn't it interesting that every time that he would make a statement, I can see exactly what he meant to say through his statements.
That's right.
He was putting questions while he wanted to throw down his new idea. And, folks, how are those new ideas working out for you anyway?
Yeah, how are they? Let's
ask
America.
You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty. We will talk to you tomorrow. We love you by what we do. Talk to you then.
And we are the sun. Yes, we are the sun.